Hey, welcome back to Farm Talk, and happy Friday to you. Coming up, we're going to be chatting with Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist. He'll be on with us for a couple of segments to end our week together. Eric Johnson is in next week. I will be in Washington, D.C. next week for the Washington Watch for NAFB, so we'll be bringing you reports from the Beltway next week, and all kinds of good information coming from there, hopefully. So I'll be in D.C., Eric will be here. And right now, we're going to chat with North Dakota State Representative Mike Brandenburg. Not only is he District 28 House of Representatives for North Dakota, he's also a farmer down in the Edgeley area, joining us now. Thank you, Representative Brandenburg, for taking some time out of your day for us.
Yeah, Jamie, it's a nice rainy day, and actually we're catching up on things that, well, really, you should have some rest, but I tried to sleep in this morning. But I woke up and I couldn't sleep. But I think I'm going to take a nap this afternoon. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, this weather's good for that, for sure. But you, of course, a busy guy, being not only a farmer, but of course, state representative. You got to do things, sometimes, you're kind of a road warrior going to different things. You're just last Monday, you're out in Mandan for the Public Service Commission hearing there, talking carbon capture and all that. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you, Jamie, this carbon capture is a big deal for agriculture, especially for the corn market. And, Senator Wanzek and myself, we put together a letter that we submitted to the PSC about how important it is to agriculture and how important it is to the farming. And I went out and read it as Senator Wanzek was gone. He was still down in Arizona, but he's home now. And he just couldn't get his flight, didn't get him back till Tuesday. But this is something that needs to be explained. A couple of years ago, I didn't completely understand it. I'm understanding it now, what it's doing. And it's important for the aviation fuel market, which right now the market that we have for ethanol is 15 billion gallons nationwide in the United States. And this could expand the aviation market to easily 25 to 30 billion. Or so you're going to have two times, maybe three times the market that we have now. And if these corn prices, they've dropped $2 in the last couple of years. 2 years ago, the market was $2 plus more. And here we are sitting here back at $4 corn. And those aren't good numbers. You get below $4.50 corn, it gets hard to make things cash flow. And people ask, well, why? Well, it's about carbon capture. Other countries, Brazil is embracing it. Argentina is embracing it. Europe has embraced it. Australia's, and we're sitting here fighting, and it's hurting our markets, and we're losing our markets. And you've heard, well, you listen to the market reports. They say we lost some export markets. We lost some exports markets. Well, we've lost 20% of our export markets, and our prices are competitive. But why aren't they coming to us? It's because we're not doing carbon capture. We're not even embracing it. And these buyers from these other countries, and it's a world market, we're losing our market share, and the prices are going lower, and that's why I'm stepping up to the plate. And that's why the corn growers have stepped up to the plate, as well as Senator Wanzek and myself. We're good friends. We have similar operations. Our operations are dependent on the prices that we receive, and as well as other farmers. And if we don't do something about carbon capture, the ethanol plants in a few years won't have a place to sell their product, and that's the bottom line.
Well, and this is, and again, this is something we're talking with Representative Mike Brandenburg, a state representative from North Dakota. We're talking about carbon capture and the fact that there was the PSC hearing on Monday in Mandan talking about it. And, like you said, you didn't know a lot about it before. You've learned, and now, you've got a stance where it's important. You're pro. Just like with the PSC, they were originally concerned, too. Now it seems like things are changing in that department too. It just takes people getting some education. But the frustrating part, not only as a farmer, but as a politician as well, you got to look at it. You're a corn grower, we're behind again. You know, it seems like the United States, you know, we need to get out in front again instead of being playing catch up all the time.
Well, very Jamie, that's a good comment. And I asked that same question. Why is it taking us, you know, so hard to get something done with carbon capture? Well, and these other countries, the energy sectors are owned by the government. So the government just moves and they do it where, you know, the energy sectors here are owned by private industry. And so you've got to go through all the regulations, you know, to get the permits. And because of the permitting process and the private industry doing it, it's a different animal. And I like it the way it is. I don't want to change. I'm not saying that. But you ask, why are they moving faster? Well, it's because the government says we're going to do it. They're doing it. And they have the control to do it. And that's the difference why we're behind. And that's something that I learned is why are we not moving on this? Well, sometimes the government is actually slowing it down in this case. It's something that people need to learn about, because you've got people that are not telling the truth. It's just plain and simple. It's just like, I'll use the example, they're saying that, you know, they're not meeting with safety and they're worried about safety issues with this pipeline. You know, we farm over a pipeline. We got a pipeline going through here. We've been farming over for 40 years, the propane line. It's never been a problem. We got the Alliance pipeline over in Sargent County. It's been there for 25, 30 years. We got the Northern Border pipeline in McIntosh County. Both of them are big pipelines, the Alliance and the Northern Border, and it hasn't been a problem. So, you know, could there be a problem? Well, we could drive down the road and you can have an accident. I mean, everything we do in life, we take risks. And so you got to look at the risks and you got to decide, you know, and weigh them and decide, well, do we want to, you know, what are we going to do in North Dakota, we've got 5 ethanol plants. We've got 2 that got carbon capture, Red Trail and Blue Flint, because they have a formation underneath them. Now, they're at the benefit of receiving 30 to 50 cents a bushel more because they got a market to sell it right now. Spiritwood and Hankinson and Castleton do not. And it's not just the 3 other plants in North Dakota. You go along the South Dakota border from Minot over to Groton, you got 5 ethanol plants. Every one of them does not have a formation. And if you go look at the line down and sitting down there right now in South Dakota, half of those trucks got North Dakota plates on them. So there's a lot of people that are going across the border because it's closer to them and that's where the market is. And Hankinson can only handle so many. I've been there. The trucks are backed up and you know, after an hour or two of waiting, you got to go somewhere else. That's how life is.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, it's important. It's for real. And, you know, the corn growers have embraced it. The Ethanol Association has embraced it. They understand it. The other ag groups are talking about it. And the thing is I would say to the other ag groups, and they know this, and, you know, it's a controversial issue. But if you're going to protect this industry and you're going to protect the farmers and ranchers that, you know, because you get dry distiller grains and wet grain, milling grain comes out of these ethanol plants. So they pretty much get that for free, the wet stuff, which they use for livestock feeding. This is important to agriculture. And, you know, you wonder how long you're going to sit on the sidelines. Well, are you going to sit there and talk about how dangerous it is and let the farmers and the ethanols, first let the ethanol plants go close and then the farmers go broke? Or are you going to just start stepping out and saying something? And that's my challenge to right now is that everybody's talking about is saying, you know, that people know where Wanzek is, that Senator Wanzek and myself, they know where we're at. They know where the corn growers are at. They know where the ethanol people are at. And it's not just about ethanol either, Jamie. This is also, if you believe in coal, which I do, and you believe in oil, which I do, because on our farm, well, we use power that comes from coal and natural gas, and it provides the electricity that feeds our dryers and our farms and our operation, our houses. We have got, you know, fuel tanks out there that hold a lot of diesel fuel and gasoline that we use to run our farm. We got big propane tanks, you know, the vessels that we use to dry the corn. And then we haul the corn to the ethanol plant and make ethanol. So it's a partnership between all three of the energy sectors that is so important to the survival of the future of the farmers.
Well, Representative Brandenburg, we're about out of time, but I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to talk about this important issue, and we'll just keep bringing it up. We'll keep talking about it. We'll keep pushing it forward.
Hey, Jamie, thank you for the call, and let's get some nice rain, and and these farmers, for these farmers, when they eat dinner today, they're going to take a nap. I'm going to tell you that.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right. That's Representative Mike Brandenburg there talking about carbon capture and the importance of it. We got more to come on this edition of Farm Talk.